With us right now, Emergency Management Director Steve Hagman from Marathon County. I understand that there's some effort to perhaps get some federal dollars under FEMA for some cold weather damage to infrastructure. What can you tell me about that?
Last month, which of course is only one day ago, but in April, all 72 counties in the state were requested by the state to collect some preliminary information about the amount of damage they had to their public infrastructure. Those dollar amounts were sent to the state, and the state got that information, reviewed it, talked a little bit to FEMA Region 5, which is out of Chicago, and they decided that a few counties, and Marathon County is one of them, I think there's 14 other counties in the state, that they want some source documents to go with those dollar amounts to see if that it matches up correctly. So it's kind of, there's overtime costs. There's contractors that went out and did thawing operations and some main repairs and those types of things. That's the information that we're collecting right now, and I'm putting that into a format and going to provide that to the state of Wisconsin, and then the state will have further discussions with FEMA.
I understand that an application for this type of aid is rather rare based on cold weather, true?
Yes. The last time cold weather a presidential declaration was done was in 1994 for the state of Michigan. And I was told that it's only happened three times in the history of the United States. So it's very rare that the federal government will step in for cold weather damage.
Let's say the state is fortunate enough to receive some of the FEMA dollars. What would that be applied to? Would that be infrastructure repairs, or would that apply to some of the operational costs, or is it pretty wide scattered types of costs?
It will go in to assist the communities in repairing those water mains that broke to offset the costs for the thawing operation, and then overtime costs for employees of the water delivery system. So, you know, if somebody works a normal 8-hour day, but then they had to stay over 4 hours because of the damage or repairing, responding to it, they would just pay for the overtime costs. They wouldn't offset any of just the normal work hours.
So if the state and the counties are fortunate to receive these dollars, it would take care of the governmental costs of keeping the systems up and running?
Well, it would offset the cost to repair them and get them back, you know, to where they were prior to the damage. So, and then it's a percentage amount. So the feds would provide a certain percentage amount, and then the community would pick up those other dollars. I believe it's 75% that the feds would come in and, you know, and do a cost share with.
That's a pretty significant amount, which would help out a lot, isn't it?
It is.
What's the next step for this process?
Well, like I said, there's 15 counties that are gathering more information from the municipalities, and Marathon County is one of them, and we will take this information, put it in a proper format for the state, and the state will review it and then present it to Region 5 in Chicago. They will review it to see if they want to proceed forward and request a presidential declaration.
Any idea what the timeline might be on something like that?
The state did not give us any timeline. They've given us some tentative dates to have this information gathered and given to them, but they didn't tell us that they would have an answer at a certain date and time.
Anything you'd like to add on the topic today?
It's all very tentative, and it hasn't happened very often, so you know, I think it's extremely important that we don't get our hopes up too high that this will actually take place.